Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Patriots tight end Hunter Henry, brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market. And our interview with Hunter Henry is also brought to you by Verizon My Plan, the plan for Patriot fans. To the Harbor One Hotline, Hunter Henry, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do we start? Where do we begin? Where are the mentals of Hunter Henry as we sit here this morning at 2-7 after another crushing loss?
Not good. It's tough. I said it last night too, and you put a lot of work in, and it's never the result you want and never where you want to be. So the only thing I know is just to continue to keep going, continue to be consistent and try to get better as a football player and try to lead from the front and put the work in day in, day out.
Well, I guess what do you see as like, because we were just talking about the one fear that I think a lot of people have is how the locker room's going to react. How are guys going to, subdue their own personal feelings or, you know, in frustrations. How do you keep the locker room from splintering? Like, how do you achieve that?
I don't think the locker room will splinter. We have a lot of good, high-character guys in that locker room, and I don't think it'll splinter at all. I mean, we get another chance to go out there and play this week in, week out. We still got football games to play, and we got to just attack each game, one game at a time, and I don't think it's going to splinter at all. We have a lot of high character guys, so I don't think that's a worry too much, but just for myself, just trying to lead and be myself, bring a lot of positivity, and go to work day in, day out, like I said.
Have you ever seen a situation like that where you kind of get the hint that it is about to happen and guys are upset and are willing to kind of voice their frustration? If you have seen that, what would you do to kind of quiet that?
Yeah, I've never seen that personally in a lot of ways, but I mean that can be tough, I'm sure, but I think our locker room is full of a lot of, like I said, high character guys that are going to be, excited to go out there for another opportunity when it comes Sunday.
I know that the opening drive, you guys put together a pretty good opening drive, and then it is the don't convert on 4th-and-3. How important are the early drives in terms of success for you guys as an offense? I know earlier in the year, Hunter, we talked about getting off to the hot start. Defense gets you a 3-and-out, you turn around, you put one together, and then just missed. Does it have a different kind of impact early in the game in terms of setting a tone versus, say, in a third or early in a fourth quarter?
I feel like we've lately, been able to put a few, good drives together early. I wish we would have finished that one. I mean, obviously that would have probably helped the end result. You never know when that play is going to be that can change the game. So you just got to, attack every play. And, it can always be a couple plays in a game that can, make a big impact. And you got to be ready for when that is, and each play throughout the game, you just never know when that's going to be. It could be literally the first drive, it could be the last drive.
So we're talking to Hunter Henry. Hunter, the telecast, back to that Juju Smith-Schuster play, Jonathan Vilma, who was the analyst, was saying that was a play, the throw that Mac shouldn't have thrown. Was that a throw that he can make, right? Was that the right call?
Yeah, Mac,
the outcome wasn't what he wanted.
Yeah. I mean, play, it is what it is. It wasn't maybe just that play. Maybe the game shouldn't have come down. Like I said, there's other plays in the game that, if we make that, wouldn't come down to that play. So we got to look at the whole scheme of things. I mean, obviously, that play is shines bigger maybe than other ones because it's a bigger moment, but at the same time, if we make other plays early in the game, that it never comes down to that.
Hunter Henry with Gresh and Fourier here on a Patriots Monday on Boston and New England Sports Original, WEEI. Now, we've had the privilege of talking to you for a bit of a time now, and I know you sat in here with us, Hunter, and there was the PI call early in the year where I was like, come on, man, that was a joke. You know, give it to me. Can you sort of walk us through the anatomy of that call? Because I know they give you a little room to have some contact, and there are people to quibble with the officials, but it looked like you just drove your shoulder right into the guy.
Yeah, I mean, at this level, you get 1 yard. So, he was coming up and pressing. I mean, he backed up a little bit, so it was just probably a bad read on me. I got to be better.
Is that a read situation in terms of how you have to handle that? If the guy stays off a little bit, it's where you're just maybe standing there and getting in the way versus when they come up and kind of jump in your grill a little bit. That's all a part of that read there at the tight end spot?
That's on me. I got to be better in that situation. I mean, we usually get 1 yard, and, you know, I should have probably read that a little bit better. I mean, he did a good job of, you know, falling down, and in a way, I mean, I didn't hit him that hard, but he did a good job of falling down and telling the call.
So, all right, last one for me, because are you kind of happy you get to get out of the country right now and kind of just get out of town and maybe I know that, you know, like maybe, you know, you guys spend a lot of time together and, you know, I don't know, get reacquainted and bond a little bit. Is that something you guys are looking forward to playing this game in Germany?
Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be a good atmosphere. I've heard good things about it, so I know all the guys will be excited.
Is it a Stein that they drink out there? The big, like, gallon jugs of, like, the big, you know, like the St. Pauli girl? What are those beers called, the big giant beers? You guys allowed to...
Das Boot?
No, not the boot. Could you handle the boot, though? I guess drink it a certain way. No? All right. I'm just watching what I see on TV. I know nothing about you guys.
There we go. All right, Hunter. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week. Bring the lederhosen.
All right,
there we go. Okay. He's not in the mood today.
He is, golly.
Not in the mood at all, and I can understand it. Our interview...
Well, I think it was
Hunter.
Your question that ruined it.
What's that, the pass interference one? I mean,
hey, why'd you mess up so many times?
No, but it was like there's a little bit of variance there. Like the one earlier in the year, that one I could defend him on. This one, he dropped the shoulder on the guy, and it looked like he ran him over.
It was an obvious pick play.
Yeah. Our interview with Hunter Henry is brought to you by Verizon My Plan, the plan for Patriot fans. And he didn't exactly come in screaming today like you and the commissary over at DEI. Yeah, ask me a question. It wasn't any of that today.
Well, I disagree with him on a lot of stuff that he said, but I think he is in trouble. I think the whole team's in trouble. The whole splintering aspect of it. There's already signs of it. And if you're not acknowledging it, you're just like, you're delusional.
You're whistling by the graveyard, I guess.